Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us. That's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the Seafarers International Union and the Maritime Trades, and we appreciate their support. Joining us today, we've got Justin Elliott of ProPublica. Justin, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us today. You wrote a piece about Trump's watered-down ethics rules that let lobbyists help the agency that they lobbied. What's going on here?
Yeah, so basically, Barack Obama had an ethics policy that restricted lobbyists from joining the government in the same agencies that they had sort of recently been lobbying. Trump, in one of his executive orders, and it sort of got lost amid all the travel ban stuff, but he issued his own ethics policy that sort of loosened these rules. And now we're seeing examples, including in the Labor Department, of people who were recently lobbyists joining the government and now helping to run the agencies that, you know, very recently they were seeking to influence for various private interests.
For instance, Jeff Burr, correct?
Right. Jeff Burr is a guy who spent about 7 or 8 years as the chief lobbyist for the Associated Builders and Contractors, which is one of the main construction, employer trade groups in Washington. In that role, he lobbied the Department of Labor and Congress on a whole range of issues, wages, OSHA stuff. Now he's been hired by the Trump administration as a member of their sort of early team at the Department of Labor, and he is reportedly going to be the chief of staff to Andrew Puzder if Puzder is confirmed as Secretary of Labor.
Now, Mr. Burr is trying to limit silica dust, which is not well known by the general population, but it's a very serious health hazard. This sounds like Mr. Burr may or may not have made a major political campaign contribution to Donald Trump or others to beat back that regulation, but that's not going to protect people in the field, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about his history of donations, but what's clear is that, you know, the group that he was with for many, many years, the construction industry trade group in Washington, has a long history of fighting various workplace safety rules from OSHA, including, as you mentioned, this regulation to sort of tighten the limits on exposure to silica dust. Jeff Burr was involved in lobbying against that. He's also been involved in lobbying against Davis-Bacon wage standards. And for people who don't know what that is, probably a lot of your listeners do. But this is a law that governs what people are paid working on federal construction contracts, which
right.
the construction industry doesn't like.
Well, actually, the non-union sector of the construction side doesn't like, but I got to tell you,
right? Sure. To be a little more specific, yeah. The Associated Builders and Contractors, the group that he was with, does not like. They're
right.
Longtime opponents of that rule, and they've also tried to lobby the Labor Department on how they do the wage surveys. It all gets somewhat technical, but
right.
they're not friends of that law.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about it is when it comes to the building and construction trades. The construction companies, the companies that build on the bid on the projects, are very happy with the current Davis-Bacon issue because you don't have to worry about wages. Everybody gets paid the same. You know, it's a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, and that makes the bidding process easier. But also, it makes sure that number one, you're getting good quality people working on the jobs, but number two, you know, it through taxes it helps the local communities, and oftentimes the companies bidding on those projects are in the local communities that the project's being worked on. So it's a win-win-win for everybody all the way around. The employees get paid a decent wage, the taxpayers enjoy recouping some of the wage taxes. back into it, and you know, the job gets done right the first time because of the increased training that the building trades bring to the project.
And yeah, I mean, that's just one other thing on that. It's an interesting one to watch because the leaders of some of the building trades unions that met with President Trump, I guess it was last month now, raised this issue with him, and apparently we're not able to pin him down on supporting the law. And now there've been bills now introduced in the new Congress to repeal it entirely. You know, even if no legislative action happens, I talked to people who said that the Labor Department itself can you know, sort of has some discretion in the administration of that law. You know, the prevailing wage levels are set by surveys that the department runs. So there's all kinds of things that could happen with that, you know, that could be very bad for members of construction unions and construction workers in general.
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head with that one. Yes, in fact, a number of leaders of the building and construction trades did meet with the president in an effort to educate him on those issues and try and make sure that he's doing the right thing with that and with some of these infrastructure projects that have been proposed. But unfortunately, I don't think that the president has responded in an appropriate manner. But at the same time, I think the president right now has enough things on his plate to worry about when it comes to the collusion with the Russian government. And that's my words, not yours.
And also, I'm not sure that Donald Trump actually knows what the Davis-Bacon Act is. It's not clear.
Well, yeah,
But certainly the people who, you know, Jeff Burr, who Trump or the administration has appointed,
he does.
Certainly knows what it is, and it is not a good signal if you're a supporter of that law.
Right, and the long and short of it is Donald Trump, you know, we have a real good idea of where Donald Trump comes down when it comes to labor-management relations. You know, we can talk to the people that work in his casinos. We can talk to the people who work in his hotel in D.C. We can talk to the Polish immigrants that he brought into the United States to work under visitor visas on some of his projects in New York. And we can talk to his wife, who was here on a B-1 visa as a visitor, as a guest, as a tourist who was working and collecting money in the United States. But that's another thing, and I'm saying that, Justin is not. So Justin is a real reporter. I'm a talk show host. So, but Justin, no, I did not realize that Mr. Burr was also going after not only Davis-Bacon, but he was also going after prevailing wage, and that's a problem.
And then, by the way, I mean, in terms of the ethics issue, there's a big open question on this, which is, you know, even the sort of watered down Trump rules say that if you were a lobbyist and you lobbied on issue X, then you come into the government, you're not supposed to be working on the same issues. But
right,
there's some sort of technical language in the ethics pledge that all these people are supposed to be signing. And I talked to a bunch of ethics lawyers who said that there's a lot of ambiguity and room for interpretation about what these restrictions are. So we don't really know whether will be working on this stuff, how real these restrictions are. Also, they're enforced by the administration itself. So, you know, it's there's still some ambiguity about what exactly he's doing.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, it's unfortunate that revolving door just keeps going and going and going, when quite honestly, you know, that was one of the things that he was bragging about. And you know, once again, not doing a real good job of fulfilling the promises.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. So, very interesting all the way around. Anything else that we should know about this?
You know, just that we're keeping a close eye on the Department of Labor. Probably will have some more stories in the coming days. And if any of your listeners know anything that's going on there, they should definitely reach out to me, Justin at ProPublica.org.
There you go. And do you have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's at Justin Elliott, and Elliott has two L's and two T's.
There you go. And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you. How's that?
Great. I'll follow you right now.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.